This podcast of Martini Shot is a production of KCRW Santa Monica at 89.9 FM and webcasting at kcrw.com.
This is Rob Long with Martini Shot on KCRW. I have a few friends who have shows on the air right now, shows that have premiered or are about to premiere this season, and all of them are handling it better than I usually do. Now, the last time I had a TV show on the air, that was back during the Grover Cleveland administration, I was a nervous wreck. On our premiere night, we had a party on our soundstage, and the cast and crew were lounging around the set, drinking beer, eating pizza, waiting for the episode to begin, and I was just staring out into the middle distance. Our casting director approached me. "Rob?" "Oh, I'm sorry," I said. "I was just daydreaming here. Is the show about to start?" "It did start," she said. "It's over." And I look around, and suddenly the sound comes up. There's laughter, theme music, and applause as the credits roll. "Great," I said. "Now all we have to do is wait for the ratings." You really don't know how to enjoy a moment, do you?" she asked. "You know, I've always found," I said, "that enjoying the moment is some kind of trick." "You're sort of a pessimist, aren't you?" she asked. "Give me a break," I said. "Is it, quote, pessimistic, unquote, to prepare yourself for bad news? Bad news that you know is going to come?" "Yes." "Well, will you excuse me?" I said. "I'm going to get another beer. This one is half empty." And I crossed away. Now it's 5 a.m. In 1 hour, the previous night's Nielsen overnight ratings are available. Now, the overnights are the preliminary numbers culled from the major urban TV markets in the U.S. They tell you how well your show did in the cities. Now, later in the day, by noon or so, those numbers will be adjusted to include the rural and suburban areas. Those are the nationals, upon which are based things like the advertising rates and weekly rankings and my salary. But the first number sets the tone. If it's high, your day is made, a bullet is dodged. Now, if it's low, you wait glumly for the network to send you a fruit basket to express unconditional support, and then, about a week later, to yank you from the schedule. See, it doesn't really matter that this is just a snapshot, that the number may grow over time as people find the series and become involved with the characters, that history is paved with the gold networks have earned by sticking with a show they liked despite a lackluster premiere, that the subsequent episodes are funnier and smarter and more attractive, that this one has to work because you're not sure you've got another one in you. Now, at 6 in the morning, I begin calling the special network ratings phone line. Each network assigns some, low-ranking serf to wake up early, collect the primetime ratings for the previous night, and then record them onto a telephone information line in a voice as chipper as possible. I call the number. "The Nielsen overnight ratings for the 33-metered markets for Monday are as follows. At 8 o'clock, and I hang up, quickly. See, this is a fruitless exercise. The numbers that matter, the nationals, won't come out until lunch. The only reason to call in for the overnights is to have something to worry about for the next 7 hours. Whatever. I call the number again. "The Nielsen overnight ratings for the 33-metered markets for Monday are as follows. At 8 o'clock, and I hang up again. Now, I do this 6 times, every Tuesday morning, for as long as our show is on the air, which is about 1 week after getting a giant basket of muffins from the network with an upbeat, supportive note attached. So, to my friends who have shows on the air right now, I can only offer you this advice. Don't eat the muffins. Don't read the note. Just pack your things. That's it for this week. Next week, we'll decide who's crazy. For KCRW, this is Rob Long with Martini Shot.
You've been listening to KCRW's Martini Shot. KCRW offers more than 20 podcasts, including film reviews with Joe Morgenstern. Each Friday, The Wall Street Journal's Pulitzer Prize-winning film critic brings his wit and wisdom to bear on current releases. You can find the podcast of Joe Morgenstern's film reviews at kcrw.com.